This is Vatican Radio. I'm Tracy McClure. Close to 1 million people, or a quarter of the Central African Republic's population, have been displaced by ongoing conflict. The United Nations estimates that more than 2,000 people have been killed in clashes between mostly Muslim Seleka rebels and security forces and Christian self-defense groups. Seleka's 10-month occupation of cities and towns across the country has been marked by rampant looting, torture, and murder. The deep resentment they spawned among the Christian majority has led to the formation of Christian anti-Balaka militias seeking retaliation. The presence of 1,600 French soldiers and 5,000 African Union troops has so far failed to stop the tit-for-tat violence. Nancy Lindborg, Assistant Administrator for the U.S. Agency for International Development, or USAID, has recently returned from a trip to the Central African Republic, also known as CAR. She told me that it is gripped in a very serious spiral of conflict.
It is gripped by a very serious spiral of conflict that it's critical that we stop. And it's on top of deep, deep poverty in CAR. I first started the visit going to the camp for displaced people that is next to the airport. And out of a city, a capital city of about 500,000, a fifth are huddled in a miserable camp where people have fled for safety. So they've left their homes in the city of Bangui, and they're all huddled in this camp. There is an urgency to improving security so they can go home and do so before the rains come in April, which will put half that camp underwater. We're hearing a lot that this is a conflict between the Muslim and the Christian communities. What I heard from most people while I was there is that there's a long history of religious tolerance in this country. So what started as a political fight from decades of corrupt and incompetent leaders has now moved into what is starting to look more and more like a religious conflict. The opportunity and the imperative is to stop that now before it continues to spiral into even greater atrocities.
But how much of this conflict was generated by foreigners coming into the Central African Republic?
You know, there was a coup that enabled fighters from some of the neighboring countries to come in, basically as mercenaries. What this all speaks to is the importance of getting a viable, legitimate government back into place. And we have a ray of hope with the appointment of the new interim president. It also speaks to the importance of security. Everybody I spoke to, from the imams to the bishops to the women in these IDP camps, what they want most of all is greater security. And what we're hearing about is in areas where you don't have security, you have both attacks of groups on each other, and you also have rising just criminality. And it's taking the lives of hundreds of people and thrusting more than half of this country into significant emergency need.
But given this situation of ongoing violence, the lack of security, corruption in the government, realistically, what are you able to achieve there?
Well, first and foremost is an urgent need to stabilize the country. The United States quickly put a little over $100 million to support both the African Union troops who have come in, as well as the French troops. In addition to that, we have contributed $45 million in urgent humanitarian assistance. But we've also put down additional support, about $7.5 million, for reconciliation and community-based programs to help communities talk to one another, especially across the Christian-Muslim divide, so that they can move forward, they can start to repair what is beginning to be some troubling deep divisions and create a community-based foundation for a more peaceful future.
So in other words, the U.S. is also in this for the long haul.
You know, the problem with the Central African Republic is it's topped the list of everybody's worst forgotten crisis for several decades. The most urgent need right now is to stabilize. to meet the humanitarian needs, and then to work on a longer-term development agenda, at the heart of which we'll have legitimate, inclusive, democratic governance, or all of our development investments will continue to be reversed every few years with more conflict. So the United States is definitely committed to working in support of the regional actors who have come together on this issue and our development partners, and most notably the French, who, of course, have taken the step of deploying troops on the ground.